Chapter 6, Social Force of Herd Mentality. People want to be in the in crowd because we are social animals. We don't want to be perceived as loners or different, so to risk embarrassment or humiliation, we join the masses. Whether they are right or wrong in our minds, when the majority agrees on something, then it must be right. Even if we have our own opinions or attitude, we tend to be influenced by the actions or mindset of what most people think. This is the principle of herd mentality. There are people who decide based on other people's criteria. Others do things that they perceive as desirable by others, even if they don't want to, because they are influenced by social pressure. The more people regard something as proper, the more acceptable it is perceived to be. Because we want others to like and respect us, we try all attempts to fit in. Remember your past experiences when you're not sure if what you're doing is right or not? Didn't you ask for others' advice? Didn't you rely on the opinion or suggestion of others? Admit it or not, we depend on what others think about us. So we want to do things in conformity with their thoughts and actions. We're more likely to follow the herd when we are confused or uncertain of how to act in any given situation. The power of herd mentality intensifies tremendously when we are being influenced by people who are close to us, like friends or relatives, or when the people involved have identical views with us. When we see our closest friends go gaga over a movie, wouldn't you think the movie rocks even before we see it? The need to belong may even be so extreme that people go through great pain, sufferings, and hardships just to belong to their desired group. An example of this is the process of hazing that some students endure just to belong to a fraternity. I got news about a restaurant that devised a strategy to get people to eat at their place. They hired and actually paid people to dine in that restaurant. Surely enough, when others see that many people are eating, they thought that the food must be good, and they dined in. A similar strategy would be having people line up in long queues outside the place of entry to boost the popularity of that establishment. When watching a show, people would often look for others to clap or laugh first before they do the same. It would be an embarrassment to be indifferent in public. Similarly, a student would think twice in raising his hand, even if he knows the answer, if no other people are raising theirs. People are more motivated to donate or give tips if they see that the donation basket or tips jar contains lots of money. People will think that it's the proper thing to do because they are given the perception that many others are doing it. And you see, most of the money donated are $20 bills. Now, would you donate $1? Probably not. How do you convince a stubborn child to follow your order, letting him see how other children are obeying their parents through real life, TV, or videos? May be more effective than just directly asking him to do what you want. How do you persuade others to believe what you're asking them is the right thing to do? Well, you cite similar cases or examples where other people just like them are happily complying with what you want. Herd mentality works effectively when the person you want to persuade admires or aspires to acquire a certain quality of the group. For example, you can say, smart people have taken advantage of the annual membership because it offers the best value for their money. Anyone who believes he's smart or who wants to be smart may follow what those smart people have done, using herd mentality in selling. Now, how do you use this principle in selling more of your products? Well, you simply impress in your prospect's mind how your product has been widely admired by many people to the point that they're actually falling crazily in love with it. Get as many testimonials as possible. Testimonials are one of the most important parts of a sales letter because they provide proof that other people are using and benefiting from the product or service. Ask testimonials from third parties. As much as possible, get testimonials from people whom others don't think have any relationship or friendship with you so that the testimonial is not already biased. The more well-known or respected the person giving the testimonial is, the more credibility your product gets. Unfortunately, some unscrupulous people are using fake testimonials in order to gain social compliance unfairly. Beware of such practices. If your product is really good, news about it will automatically spread like wildfire. Word-of-mouth advertising is very powerful. Satisfied people telling other people telling others, and the cycle goes on. Here's a drawback of the herd mentality. Likewise, the drawback of herd mentality is dispersal of accountability. The more people that are involved, the less accountable each of them are. For example, would you be more motivated to act if you're part of a group of 3 or a group of 10? Of course, the fewer you are in a group, the more responsibility you tend to assume. Sometimes most members of a large group don't do any part at all because they are uncertain how to give their contribution and they think that their assistance may not be necessary. This happens more often in the busy city streets. When someone appears to be hurt, none of the passerbys would take the effort to give him the necessary help. Seems like the Good Samaritans of the world are getting fewer and fewer. Or is it? Studies have shown that people avoid helping someone who seems to be in need of it, not because they don't want to help, but because they don't want to risk the embarrassment of doing something stupid or unacceptable by society. They look for cues from others before they do something, especially something that the public can see. Since they all look for cues, everyone is expecting others to do something first, and no action is taken. It seems that the more unrelated we are to the people around us, the more we are conscious of our actions. People are not naturally cold-hearted, though. Once we are absolutely certain that someone is indeed hurt or something requires urgent help, we'll take action no matter how many people are around us. It's only in those instances when we are uncertain of the realness or the gravity of the situation, the way others will respond, or our level of responsibility, that we hesitate to act. Now imagine that you are the victim of an accident or other unforeseen misfortune, and there are many people around you who can help you, but they hesitate to do so because they're thinking someone else might help or will help you. What will you do in this situation? The answer, don't ask help from many people. Pick one person, point your finger at him, and assign him to help you out by saying something like, "You kind sir with a baseball cap and green shirt, please help me. I was attacked by 3 muggers. Please take me to the hospital. I am seriously hurt." That way, that one person will feel solely accountable to aid you. Incidentally, when other people see that you're being helped by someone, they will also tend to also help you if needed. Since you're now aware of how this social mentality is affecting our behavior, you're now more able to distinguish the genuine from the bogus based on your knowledge, past experiences, and common sense. Always be vigilant with the things going on around you so you may not be a victim of devious herd mentality. One mistake can cost you your life. This is the end of chapter 6.